guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel, how are you?
I am good. Here we go again. Level 3.
Yep.
Hey, we know what we're up to now, at least. But we do have some level 3 questions that have come through over the last couple of days. So let's dive into the first one. Someone said, I work in hospo and my manager is being a dick about getting cover for people who are sick, saying it's our responsibility to find our own cover. I know it isn't, and several of us have brought it up with him now. What should we do next? Nothing seems to get through.
Well, you guys are great for bringing it up collectively. It sounds like you've done all the right things. The fact that he's not listening means that I would, I'm not sure. I think it depends on if there's anyone above him. If there's anyone above him, I'd escalate it above him, firstly.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an owner-operated kind of small business, I would collectively tell him, you and your coworkers that you're not going to, no, none of you will find cover, and that it is his responsibility, and that's that. So I would kind of take a firm line on that, but I would do that together.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Totally, that sounds great.
Yeah,
and then if it keeps
sounds like
being
you've done all the right things.
Yeah, if it keeps being an issue, is that a thing you can definitely bring to your union or maybe your health and safety officer?
Yeah, absolutely. Health and safety, definitely. Union, definitely. Look, when I say do things collectively, if that's the first step, and if that doesn't work, you call your union.
Yep, definitely. All right. Next question is from someone who said, I've got a workmate who comes in often when they have a head cold or bad hay fever. It's pretty irresponsible in my opinion, but I don't know the best way to bring it up. I've mentioned it to my manager, but they're new in that role and they seem a bit unsure of how to bring it up either. Frustrating, and then lots of exclamation marks.
Well, your manager, it's their responsibility, and frankly, like, the fact that they don't know what to do is a bit not good enough, to be honest, because that is why they're paid more than you. You shouldn't have to be dealing with this kind of stress and angst over the situation. That is your manager's responsibility. I think I would raise this above the manager. If they're not going to act on it. And I would make it very clear that you will not be, so this is a health and safety thing as well. If you have a health and safety rep on site, definitely something to talk to your health and safety rep. They should also be able to raise this. And a union delegate, if your work site is unionized. But, if you don't know who your health and safety rep is, if you don't have a health and safety rep, if it's not a unionized workplace, I would go above your manager. And I'd say it's a health and safety issue. And, if someone comes to work sick, you should go home. Mm. And you have the right to do that.
That is a good point. Our last one this morning, which is a big one for the COVID times we're in. Someone says, what's the deal with financial relief from the government if I'm having to isolate because of being a possible contact with a COVID case?
And that's a good question. And that's something that I actually, last week when someone asked a similar question, I struggled to keep up to date with that. And that's kind of my job. So it shows you how bad the information, maybe I'm just trying to excuse my own ignorance now by blaming the government. But, I've had a look into it since last week, and I do find that it's quite difficult to find the actual financial information about how much you're actually eligible for. I'm not sure if anybody else has had that problem. But so you're eligible, if you are required to self-isolate, if you're directed to self-isolate, you're eligible for $588 a week, and your employer has to apply for that. So you can't apply for it, your employer has to apply for it. To be honest, it's below the minimum wage, that's before tax, that amount, $588 a week. So it's not ideal. And I think this is why we've had problems with people not self-isolating, to be honest, just because I'm not sure that the support is adequate. But anyways, that can be, I'm going to talk about it another day. It's just my criticism of the government. But yeah, that is what is available, and your employer needs to apply for it. So if you have been directed to self-isolate because you're a casual plus or casual contact, you need to get on your employer immediately so that they can apply for that for you. And the other thing is that they should top up your wages, because they're getting a lot of support from the government to pay that amount to you, and the rest should be topped up. And you should absolutely put that down as an expectation with your employer, okay?
Yes, that's a really good point. I understand it is quite difficult to find that information about what financial support is there, but there is financial support
there. It's on the Work and Income website. It doesn't quite, you have to kind of fiddle around to find the actual amount, but it is $588 a week. But that is below the minimum wage, and that is before tax, and that is below the average rent price in Auckland. So you need your employer needs to be chalking you up, and workers do need to set that expectation, because I'm not here for employers getting government assistance and they're not doing their like tiny bit that they need to do to make sure that people who are directed to self isolate are able to do so and pay their rent.
Hard out. Hey, thank you, Justine. Always good to have you on. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Take care in your bubble.
Yeah, you too.
And thanks for all the wonderful advice. We'll be back next week. Ka kite.
Ta-da. Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you.